decide that the methods he's using, they just won't jive.
slowed down. The mirror reflected the shock in her eyes. She got out of her car already too late, blaming herself. Could have slammed on the brakes. She has three pets, but who takes a pigeon to the vet? Drive away slowly. All life is holy. Keep that in mind. Next time. So she drives away slowly, makes a careful left. Right about then, I feel the first peck. Better to be eaten by my mates than wait for the cats and the rats, or another minivan to squash me. Unappetizing.
A funny story. Hope you understand. Listen very closely if you possibly can. It's a story of two popcorn kernels in a red hot pan. One turned to the other and said, "Hey man, I'm too poop to pop, and I ain't lying. I'm too poop to pop, just laying here frying. Salt and butter's ready and the fire's hot, but seems like I'm just too poop to pop. Too poop to pop and I ain't playing possum. I'm too poop to pop and I do wanna blossom. Don't like the bottom, wanna get up on top, but seems like I'm just too poop to pop. That's where I was born. I really truly came from a fine ear of corn. My mama and my papa were a wonderful crop. You should have seen them blow up when they put them in the pot. But I'm just too poop to pop, and I ain't lying. I'm too poop to pop, just laying here frying. Don't like the bottom, wanna get up on top. Seems like I'm just too poop to pop.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And that is one way in which to do an episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank. So now you're all prepared. If you ever need to sub for me, you all have some step-by-step-ish instructions. So please reference that as necessary. Speaking of subbing for me, don't forget, if I Well, let's see here. I will not be here next week on the Memorial Day weekend. If the power and station are back up in time, not Belinda Chuck, you will be here in my stead, ready to take care of you, the listener. So be here for that. What else am I supposed to tell you? Oh, I'm supposed to tell you as we begin tonight's Radio Obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. Don't forget, we will be spilling into the next hour because it's summer here at Tufts University and we have the next hour guaranteed. Not going to take the whole next hour. We're going to get in there a little bit though and mess around. So just be ready for that. But before I begin anything, I got to remind you to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org, which I can't believe I didn't represent in there. I mean, it's going to get represented in the obits tonight. But I didn't put anything in the first hour of the show. Don't know what I was thinking. Probably about other things, is my guess. But now we move into the initial radio obituary for Grumpy Cat. Tartar Sauce was her real name, excuse me. She was an American internet celebrity cat. How many of those have there been now? She's the biggest. Known for her permanently grumpy facial appearance, she came to prominence when her photograph was posted in September of 2012 on a social news site, Reddit. Many LOL cats and parodies were created from the photograph as she became viral. She was the subject of a popular internet meme in which negative, cynical images are made from photographs of her. I personally thought she was adorable. Those pretty blue eyes. Come on. Grumpy Cat just passed away at 7, and she's the initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Cats don't wear watches, they don't keep time. They steal our hearts while you twist mine. Cats don't work at all, that's what you've said. Well, people race for no reason, that's what I've said. They don't keep time, they just steal our hearts while you twist mine. Cats, we're not cats, though sometimes we'd be better off being cats. Where there's hissing and a growling, you'll find people, I bet. At least a cat can forgive and forget. And cats don't wear makeup, they don't hide behind. They just steal our hearts while you twist mine. Cats, we're not cats, though sometimes we'd be better off being cats.
Time ago, in the land of idiot boys.
Post-initial radio obituary is for Johnny Hutch, the drummer and lead singer in Liverpool's loudest beat group, the Big Three. They were known as such as the Merseybeat sound era dawned, and he never regretted turning down the chance to join their rivals, the Beatles. As they became the most successful rock and roll band in history, he was offered by Brian Epstein the job of replacing Pete Best in the Beatles. Didn't do it, though. Stuck with the Big Three. Never looked back. Johnny Hutch just passed away at 79. It's the post-initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
As I can be, oh now.
radio obituary is for Mike Wilhelm, the American guitarist, singer, and songwriter best known as the founding member of the influential Bay Area band The Charlatans. They were widely credited as having started the Haight-Ashbury psychedelic scene in the 1960s. He went on to play with Loose Gravel and the Flamin' Groovies. Mike Wilhelm just passed away at 77. It's the, next radio obituary right here, with one that he wrote for the Groovies at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Did not like the sound. So that rascal thought about him. I got mine. turkey feet. Dinner was 75. 15 minutes before dinner was set off. She was still in line. Drop the rest of it. Goblins out of the shack. Talk about the rest of the grabbing people. Hey, George, I got mine.
By the way, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. We're in the middle of the radio obituaries, and of course, since it is now summer officially on the Tufts University campus, we'll be spilling over a little bit into the 1 a.m. hour. So, not going through the whole hour, but we will be using some of it happily. Now to the cleanup radio obituary for Dave Samuels, the American vibraphone and marimba player who spent many years with the contemporary jazz group Spyro Gyra. He also had tremendous skill on the steel pan, a tuned percussion instrument of Trinidadian origin. He was recorded and performed with Jerry Mulligan, Carla Bley. Let's see here. He played in a vibe marimba duo with David Friedman. And went on even further with, Art Land, Anthony Davis, Bobby McFerrin, and the Caribbean Jazz Project. David Samuels just passed away at 70. And I got to say, there's a lot of people who were passing away these days who once played with Frank Zappa, and Dave Samuels is one of them. So let's dive right into some of that as part of the cleanup radio obituary for Dave Samuels right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Breaking news here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. My phone just told me that Duncan Lawrence from the Netherlands won the Eurovision 2019 tonight. Congratulations. That's how you know your phone is listening to you talk. Because why else would my telephone tell me who won the Eurovision 2019? Now, let's see here. Where does this leave us? One, two, three, four. Oh, wow. Wasn't expecting that. Guess what? It's the Weasel Radio Obituary. Really, I don't know when it's coming. You all think I know these things. I really don't know. The Weasel Radio Obituary tonight is for Ib Glindemann, the Danish jazz musician and leader of the Ib Glindemann Orchestra, modeled after the Stan Kenton Orchestra. Stan Getz was a frequent guest star of the Ib Glindemann Orchestra. Ib Glindemann just passed away at 84. It's the Weasel Radio Obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
So sad. feeling so sad and blue, feeling so sad.
Used to dance without you. Yeah, 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 without you.
It's been a long, long time since I had my hip on crack. It's been a long, long time since I had my hip on crack. Where my baby has left me, she said she ain't coming back.
You know how much I love you. You know how much I care.
You found somebody new.
Now what am I gonna do? I was a fool to believe that you loved me. Now you're gone and you left me in misery without you. Yeah, 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 without you.
It's been a long, long time since I had my hip on crack. It's been a long, long time since I had my hip on crack. Oh, well, my baby has left me. She says she ain't coming back.
You know how much I love you. You know how much I care. You found somebody new. Now what am I gonna do? I was a fool to believe that you loved me. Now you're gone and you left me in misery without you. Yeah, 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 without you.
It's been a long, long time since I had my hip on crack. It's been a long, long time since I had my hip on crack. Oh, well, my baby has left me and she says she ain't coming back.
Yeah, my baby has left me and she says she ain't coming back.
Yeah, my baby has left me and she says she ain't coming back.
Pre and penultimate radio obituary is for Tim Conway, the American actor, comedian, writer, and director. He was in McHale's Navy, regular on The Carol Burnett Show, of course, co-starred with Don Knotts in several films in the 70s and 80s, and starred as the title character in the Dorff series of sports comedy films. He was even a voice in SpongeBob SquarePants. He won 6 Primetime Emmy Awards, 4 of which were for The Carol Burnett Show. Tim Conway just passed away at 85. It's the pre and penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
The hippies and the hippie movement have been very much in the news lately, and so tonight I thought it might be interesting to talk to a member of this movement, and we'd like you to meet him now. Good evening, sir. What is your name?
Dag Hereford.
Mm-hmm. And you're a hippie.
Okay.
No, I mean, I was expecting to see someone in, you know, the long hair and the way out clothes and sort of thing.
Well, my wife and I have just been hippies for 2 weeks, so we haven't had a chance to let our clothes rot yet.
Oh. You know, I understand letting your clothes get dirty is part of being a hippie.
Oh, sure, sure, that's right. As a matter of fact, we're going to a hippie formal next Saturday, so my wife's trying to get her dress ready.
Yeah, what's she doing?
Well, she's letting a dog sleep on it, and we hope it'll be done.
How did you and your wife become hippies?
Well, all you do is go to a meeting and put something in the pot.
And what'd you put in the pot?
Pot.
Well, whatever made you want to join, anyway, in the first place?
Well, we like to play a lot of games, the wife and I, and we like to travel, and they said they'd be taking a lot of trips.
Right? Yeah. Have you taken any trips?
Well, just one. We went down to Mexico.
Yeah. Did you take LSD?
No, we drove. My wife wanted to stop and see her sister.
You see, no, you don't follow me. All you have to do to take a trip is to take a pill, and you're there.
No kidding. Gee, that'd be a lot better than the way we went. Yeah. I lost 2 days' work. My car boiled over.
I was wondering, how do you learn all those hippie customs, the things they do?
Oh, well, you have to go to classes for that.
Yeah. What classes do you take?
Well, I took cooking, music, and riots.
Mm-hmm. What did you learn in cooking?
Well, we learned how to smoke bananas.
Yeah? Well, how do you do that?
Well, you preheat your oven to 350, mm-hmm. and you put your peels on an ungreased cookie sheet, and you just put them in there, and eventually they smoke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, what about music?
Oh, yeah. Well, now, most of those guys listen to psychedelic records, but yeah. I just play the harp instead.
You know, that might be interesting. Could you play it for us?
Well, no, I can't now. See, I left my harp in San Francisco.
Our loss. Mm-hmm. Listen, you mentioned riots, too. Do you, the police give you guys a pretty rough time?
Well, they sure have. As a matter of fact, I got a neighbor that got arrested last week just for wearing a miniskirt in the supermarket.
Yeah, what'd the police do?
Well, they arrested him, took away his skirt, and fined him. They left him standing on the sidewalk with just a blouse and his fishnet stockings.
Hard to catch a cab that way.
Oh, you know it. Yeah, I think.
You know, I heard they had a riot last night. Were you there?
Well, I'd like to have been, but I didn't get a chance to make it. I had rotary.
Well, it's been nice talking to you. And before we go, I thought we might get a chance to talk to your wife.
See? Well, yeah, you could have, but she flipped out.
Oh, a little wiggy on the drugs and things?
No, she flipped out.
I don't understand.
Well, she was riding in the sidecar of my motorcycle, and I made a hard right, and she flipped out. Yeah. She bent my training wheel and everything. Peace and love.
Peace and love?
Yeah, that's where she fell out, down the corner. Peace and love.
In our final spinoff tonight, the Simpson family finally gets the chance to show off the full range of their talents. Unfortunately, one family member didn't want that chance and refused to participate. But thanks to some creative casting, you won't even notice. Show us what you got, TV.
Live from Radio City Music Room in downtown Springfield, it's the Simpson Family Smile Time Variety Hour. Featuring the Waylon Smithers Dancers and the Springfield Baggy Pants Players. And now, a family that doesn't know the meaning of the word canceled, the Simpsons.
Come along and bring the family. Come along and join the fun. Come along and join the family. Join the family.
I'm hiding from the ghost.
Ghost? What ghost?
Before the show, you said we were having a special ghost tonight.
I said we were having a special guest tonight. Mr. Tim Conway.
What's a Tim Conway?
About 120 pounds.
It's the Simpson Family Smile Time Variety.
Inflation, trade deficit, horrible war atrocities. How are we supposed to do our big musical number with so many problems in the world?
Well, I know one thing in this world that's still pure and good.
Christian love?
No, candy. Sweet, sweet candy! I want candy.
But don't you want to end world famine? Or save the endangered Alaskan salmon.
I want candy.
Well, if you won't think of society's ills,
I want candy.
At least think of our dentist bills.
crack that whip. Licorice whip. I said whip it. Licorice whip.
Hope you didn't mind that I accidentally let that go. You would have never noticed had I not said anything, but there I went. Whatever. I didn't put anything in the first portion of the program about making mistakes. We could do a whole different program on that one. Let's see here. So this brings us to the antepenultimate radio obituary for Peggy Lipton. Peggy Lipton, the American actress, model, and singer, well known from her role as a flower child in the counterculture television series The Mod Squad. She was Julie Barnes. She won a Golden Globe Award for Best Actress in that one. She also played Norma Jennings in David Lynch's Twin Peaks. Peggy Lipton just passed away at 72. It's the antepenultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Friends